been a little more than 3 months since Notre Dame burned. French officials say the 856-year-old cathedral is still being stabilized. When restoration work truly begins, there will be a demand for people with the skills to rebuild the historic structure. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley visited a class of aspiring stone carvers and sends this report.
In an airy and light-filled workshop in the north of Paris, students chip and chisel away on heavy slabs of stone. Each works on his own piece, yet they are all sculpting the same project, the base of a Corinthian column. These young people are earning a professional degree in stone carving. France turns out about 30 stonemasons a year. François Menu will be one of them.
I've always been passionate about drawing and art history, but I also wanted a job that was physical. With stone carving, we give life to an edifice and perpetuate history. We're also creating a link with the past and transmitting values that are important to conserve.
These students watched in horror as Notre Dame burned. Some now hope they will have the chance to help restore the cathedral, but no one thinks the job can be done in 5 years, as President Emmanuel Macron suggested. As Menu puts it, you can't be president and stone carver at the same time. In medieval days, stone carving and masonry was a masculine profession, but today there are women studying the trade. Marjorie Lebeg says her male classmates have always been supportive and welcoming.
In the beginning, it was my own parents who were surprised when I left my architecture studies to do this. But most everyone who finds out I'm studying to be a stone carver says, "Wow, what a beautiful profession."
Professor Luc Leblanc says there's no reason stone carving should be just for men.
Les hommes en général sont plus physiques.
Men have a little more physical force. But as a professor, I see the women have a sharpened sensitivity for the more detailed work. So it's complementary.
Bonjour, messieurs. Pardon.
Eliette Coutereux is head of the school where the students are earning their degrees, the Saint-Lambert Building Apprentice Institute.
Oh, là, 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 là. Enlève tout.
While greeting the young people, she stresses the need for professionalism by making them remove caps and ear pods before shaking hands. Coutereux says their degree demands coursework in math, French, computer design, geography, and art history.
L'histoire de l'art, bien évidemment que c'est important.
Art history is extremely important. You can't work the stone without knowing its history and the different currents that influenced architecture.
The students mix age-old techniques with cutting-edge technology. Marjorie Lebeg is bent over a 3D stone carving diagram on a computer, but she also has a drafting pad and compass on her desk.
Le dessin assisté par ordinateur permet de gagner du temps.
The stone carving computer design programs, they help you gain in time and accuracy, but you still have to learn to represent things in space and have a 3D vision, and drawing by hand is the best way to acquire that skill.
Each student has a part-time apprenticeship with one of the 100 or so companies that are qualified to work on historic buildings and monuments in France. Frédéric Letoffé is president of their professional association. We are short of skilled labor in a dozen traditional professions, he says. His group of companies, together with the government, has just launched a campaign to revive young people's interest in professions like stone carving. Letoffé says the fire at Notre Dame woke the country up. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.